Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz as we count down the days and the hours to Eagles 49ers. Joining us now are Odyssey NFL insider Baldy, Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast, Insider Calls, brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Baldy, how are you?
I'm doing fabulous. I'm just pulling into Daytona Beach here, getting ready for the Hula Bowl on Saturday, and life is good right here right now.
Heard a rumor it's your birthday? Is it your birthday today, Baldy?
It's my birthday today, yeah.
Happy birthday, brother.
Hell yeah.
Wizards live backwards in time, so I got a year younger this year, man. So
well, I see how you live life, man. You live life like you get a year younger every year. So when we look, Baldy, just sort of a general NFC question, when we look at sort of the landscape of the NFC, where do you see the Eagles in that landscape as far as, you know, ability to get to the Super Bowl?
Well, it's wide open. It really is wide open, Spike. I mean, you could pick out games for any of these teams, Rams, Seahawks, Chicago, where they've looked very, very good but not unbeatable, San Francisco. And then you've seen other games where you go, oh, okay. Like, you know, they got flaws. So I think everybody's a little bit flawed. You know, you want to look at Seattle, what they did to San Francisco, it's great, but that quarterback has been flawed. I've seen him turn the ball over far too many times in big spots, and everybody's sort of holding their breath on that. San Francisco's defense has been weakened throughout the year, and their offense got shut down last week. So, I mean, you could go through the whole landscape, Spike, and you can find weaknesses in any team. And, you know, if you put together a good stretch, any of these teams could run through it right now.
You know, it's funny, like, I think everybody agrees as a team, well, you might not, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but that the Rams are probably the best team, but I think there's a chance they could look back on this year, and it's probably why McVay ended up firing that the special teams guy mid-season, which is not a very McVay move, is they might look back at this and say, man, we had the number one seed, and the fact that they're going to have to go on the road three times just to get to the Super Bowl is one of the things, I think, that makes the NFC more wide open than it might be otherwise.
Yeah, I mean, look, you got to make hard decisions. You know, obviously the two field goals blocked against the Eagles, some other things, but they went to Carolina, you know, a couple weeks ago, and they got beat.
Yep.
You know, I saw them. I think their corners are average at best. And when the Eagles are down 26-7, they attacked their corners.
Yep.
You know, and Emmanuel Forbes couldn't stop A.J. Brown the whole day, whole second half.
Yep.
So, I mean, they got weakness. Now, if you got to block Jared Verse and Kobe Turner and, you know, some of these guys, Josiah Stewart, some of these guys up front, but you block them up front, you can have success on the back end of that defense.
Yep. So Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, Baldy, just speaking of defense, it almost seems like it's obviously an offensive league, but I look at these 14 teams, both sides of the conference, and, you know, there's about seven or eight of these teams that their defense is certainly a big part of their team. I guess the long way to the question is, could this be a year where the defense sort of leads to a championship? That's that old adage of defense wins championships. But this could really be a year where the team with the best defense winds up winning this thing.
Sure. I mean, I thought that's what, you know, the Eagles were last year.
Last year, yeah.
That's why I thought they'd go 4-0 in the postseason.
Yeah.
I thought they had the best defense. They took the ball away. You know, they had 13 takeaways in a postseason. That was an NFL record. You know, I mean, so if you're taking the ball away and you're playing great defense in this business, I mean, offenses, you saw San Francisco's offense last Saturday night, what came to a screeching halt. They were the hottest offense in football.
Yep.
And they ran into a great defense with a really good defensive mind, your coach, and Mike McDonald, a really good scheme with great players that play it. I totally think that we're going to see some of these playoff games with good defensive teams. You know, we can see outcomes 17-13, Ike. I mean, I firmly believe that. I don't think we're going to see, you know, track meets in some of these playoff games going up and down the field with each other.
Yep.
So when you look at the Eagles in the playoffs, and it, let's say it ends one of these weeks, what do you think would be the reason that the Eagles don't win a football game? What is the biggest concern?
Well, the biggest concern is, you know, this offense has taken long naps, you know, just stretches of games where they don't produce. You know, and we've seen it too frequently throughout the year, and that would be my concern. Now, you know, the question last week was whether to rest or to play. And what I hear is the guys that rested feel really good. And had they played, maybe they don't feel as good as they do. Now, maybe that's just a mental thing, but I feel like a lot of these guys on the defensive line, offensive lines, they feel a lot better right now having rested, and maybe that produces a much better performance, and maybe they get some movement on the offensive line, and, you know, Saquon gets some, you know, runways to go through and whatnot. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens. But I feel like this should be a, you know, a game where they should control everything. But to answer your question, it's just the offense just, you know, three and out, three and out, three and out, like we've seen too many times throughout the year. That'd be my concern.
Yeah. Is there anything that Cal can do, and we know he's a brilliant offensive mind, but he's down a few players, particularly on the outside. Where do you think he tries to sort of exploit or take advantage of something the Eagles are doing defensively? Because he's not going to win this game Sunday because of his defense. It's going to be his offense, I would imagine.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Well, the offense runs through McCaffrey.
Yeah.
And they didn't really get him many touches last week because they just couldn't sustain offense. But, you know, they're going to get McCaffrey out there in space. Ike, you know, against Zach Bond, against, you know, Jihad, whoever's, you know, against linebackers or safeties. They're going to get him matched up out there. The quarterback is really sharp. He really knows what he's doing. Trent Williams will be back in there. They'll protect a little bit better, give him an extra tick. You know, they should be fully healthy. I think the whole offense for San Francisco should be really healthy. They'll have a good game plan. They'll find some weaknesses. You know, Adoree will be back in there, I'm sure. They want to go test him and see, you know, how, you know, what he's like.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I don't think they fear Quinyon over there, but I think they're going to attack some weaknesses, perceived weaknesses anyways. And, you know, if McCaffrey has between 25 and 30 touches in this game, Cisco's going to be in this game to the end.
Mm. Well, the Eagles have done a good job of making sure that the other team's in the game at the end, no matter how they play. Their defense, now the Niners' defense down a bunch of players, has not been effective from a number standpoint. If you're the Eagles, what are you going out there trying to do against the Niners' defense? How are you attacking it?
Well, the strength of their defense is that Robert Saleh gets these guys to play incredibly hard. I mean, they do play hard, and they do hit. Now, I don't know who's playing linebacker for him because the top three linebackers are all out. You know, maybe Curtis Robinson is in there now. He's played a couple games this year. Maybe D. Winters is back. I mean, it's you know, Taylor Bethune went out last week for the season. So they're shortchanged, but they do play hard. They don't have – look, they have 20 sacks in 17 games. They don't have pass rushers. Bryce Huff is their best pass rusher. He couldn't get on the field in Philadelphia last year. So I think that the worst thing you could do is just underestimate anybody. I mean,
right. Yeah.
You know, you allow Renardo Green, you know, or Diamondor Lenore to go pick off a lazy out route or a poorly thrown ball. Like, they'll do it. You know, they know how valuable possessions are. I would expect something in the kicking game, you know, some kind of a fake. They're going to try and steal a possession at some point. They'll probably go for it on fourth downs more than they are accustomed to, trying to possess the ball longer than they, as long as they possibly can, try to shorten the game to maybe 8 possessions. I mean, there's a lot of things Kyle can do in his little bag of tricks that, you know, can make this thing a more competitive game or more competitive than it looks like it should be. But defensively, I mean, they just turn on any game. They get 8 guys to the ball every play. Like, they do play the game the right way. They're just not that talented right now.
So both of these teams have a really good head coach quarterback combo. Baldy is the general manager, and he has his pick of two to start his franchise with one quarterback head coach combo or the other. Either it is Shanahan or Purdy, or it is Sirianni and Hurts. Which one would you pick?
I wouldn't even be close. It'd be Sirianni and Hurts. We're talking about, you know, two guys that have been to 2 Super Bowls, won one, and been to other big games and been in the playoffs every single year together. That's not even – I wouldn't even have a debate with that.
Really? Mm. You wouldn't even have a debate?
Not even a debate.
So how
One guy's done it.
What's that?
One guy's done it. One guy's trying to do it. One guy's trying to get over the hump. One guy's trying to – no, I – you know, when you've done it and you've been there, they never take that away. It never goes off your resume. That's what it's all about.
I suppose one of the things building a franchise is that when you're head coach, just the way I would think about it on the other side, if your head coach is the guy, is also the offense guy, you're not doing this thing every year where you are chasing offensive coordinators and sort of chasing consistency. And that advantage, I think, is a pretty strong one in Shanahan's favor.
Well, I mean, look, Shane Steichen left in large part because of Jalen's success.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys are getting jobs because Jalen's good. And he knows how to lead, and he knows how to play in big games. So, I mean, that's why they haven't had a lot of consistency there. They've had to replace a lot of guys over the years, but that's okay. I mean, that's part of the business, you know. Mm-hmm. Kyle's lost a lot of good coaches too over the years.
Yep.
So it's to be expected. But I mean, look, Kyle's a great mind, and we need Kyle Shanahan in this league. We need Brock Purdy in this league. Like, we need great. We need great coaches, great coordinators. We need great quarterbacks. Otherwise, this league is, like, unwatchable. But to answer your question, I wouldn't hesitate in taking Jalen and Nick at this point.
So fair to say you think the Eagles, this is a football game the Eagles should win on Sunday?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they should win this game.
All right, Baldy.
I mean, it's at the talent level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, look, if Nick Bosa is out there and Fred Warner's out there and right. So like, you know, some of these guys are out there, it might be a little bit closer talent-wise, but right now, it's not a, you know, talent-wise, it's not a close matchup. It doesn't mean San Francisco can't win the game.
Yep.
It'd be disappointing for any Eagle fan or player or coach or anybody in the organization, the 49ers come here and win.
Mm-hmm. All right, Baldy. Well, hopefully next Wednesday we're talking to you about the next round and Eagles Bears or potentially what Eagles Rams.
Yeah.
That would be an exciting one either way.
Or
well, no, yeah. Would we play? I guess we could play Carolina,
yeah.
Right? If Carolina
yeah.
wins and Green
yeah.
Bay wins,
yeah,
yeah right,
yeah.
right. All right, Baldy. We will talk to you
okay.
next week. Thank
all
you, brother.
Right, brother.
All right, guys. You yep. got it, man. Enjoy the game.
There
yes.
is the great Brian Baldinger, our Odyssey NFL insider, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider Call is brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. No question he
yeah.
takes
Sirianni. Someone's celebrating his birthday.
Yeah,
celebrating his birthday a little early.
Yeah.
You kidding me? Not even a debate. I mean, Kyle Shanahan basically won the Super Bowl. He basically won it.
Basically. Where's
won
that banner at?
He basically won it.
Well, just like Carson basically won the MVP.
The 28-3 yeah. Super Bowl you're talking about. Which one are you talking about, Fritz?
Yeah, the 2019 or 20, what were they, 2017? Were they the Chiefs 49ers?
The last one they won? The
yeah.
last one, the overtime?
Yeah, the overtime game.
Yeah.
It's close.
Basically.
Oh, yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. No, listen, he had the lead late in those games. Yeah.
Had a lead in overtime.
No
right?
one's better at blowing a big fourth quarter lead than Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah, because he's too conservative.
But that was Patrick Mahomes he was going against.
Yeah, it was. It was.
Actually, good Mahomes, too.
Yeah, our yeah. guy beat him. I don't know
people
if you know that, Jack. People forget that.
He won.
Our guy outplayed him in two Super Bowls.
I tell you, he's in Daytona at the Hula Bowl.
Yeah. Oh, you think Baldy's going to have a good time?
Well, I did the Hula Bowl in Hawaii.
Yeah.
They moved it to Daytona, Florida.
Wait a minute. It's called a Hula Bowl and it's
yeah.
in Daytona?
Yeah.
That sounds crazy.
It's a college all-star game.
Yeah.
What a downgrade.
Yeah, I've never even been to Daytona, Florida.
Well, I'm sure it's fun.
But it's not Hawaii.
It's not Hawaii.
And it was Maui that we...
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Is that where the University of Hawaii is or is it a different spot? I thought the University of Hawaii was in Honolulu. And then...
Well, the Aloha Bowl isn't in Honolulu.
Oh,
That's
okay.
where they play the actual game. But we stayed in Maui.
Oh, okay. That's way different. Yeah, that's
yeah.
awesome.
Maui
that's
was cool. way better.
I just can't get over Baldy saying this, no question.
Yeah,
let it go, man.
That's
well,
a tough
he's
one.
An expert.
We could do that's a tough one. You fought with him one time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and two experts.
Well, and Ike was right.
Well, yeah, I definitely
wasn't
was right.
even close.
215-592-9494. Jeff in Wilmington. You're on WIP. What's up, Jeff? Jeff in Wilmington is on mute.
Jeffrey. He definitely is on mute.
Nick in Collegeville. You're on WIP. What's up, Nick?
Gentlemen, let me get serious real quick.
Okay.
Dom, taste of cake, Dom. You're in our prayers, brother.
Absolutely.
You know, I felt for you yesterday. I wish there was anything I could do, but... into my thoughts and prayers, and I'm sure a lot of the callers. So
yeah, so Tasty Cake Dom, if you didn't hear it, Tasty Cake Dom, one of our regular great callers, part mm-hmm. of the afternoon show community, was having some health issues, had to have an emergency surgery the other night. The good thing was he was there, and this sounds dramatic, but there was a thought he might not be there, you know, the next day. So he was, but luckily, some great health professionals performed surgery, and our fingers are all crossed, and Tasty Cake Dom is absolutely in our prayers. So thank you, Nick.
Absolutely. Now more superficial stuff.
Yes.
I think the last time we spoke, I was like, can we get our coach, because we were having a play call issue, the clock's always running down on Jalen. And I said, can we get our head coach, who's been an offensive play caller, even though he wasn't good at it and gave it up 5 years ago, can he step in and right this ship? And I don't know if they've righted the ship or not. I don't know. We're going to find out Sunday. By 7:30 on Sunday, we'll know exactly. I mean, they might lose this game 27-28, and maybe the defense gives up some plays we shouldn't have. But I highly doubt it. I highly doubt it. If this goes down and we're angry Sunday night, it's going to be on the offensive side of the ball. You know,
yeah.
And so I feel bad for Jalen if he has to have his 19th offensive coordinator in 19 years of football in his life. Dude, I'm sorry. You're getting $50 million. and you dealt with it the first 19 times, so what's 20? Seriously.
Yeah, but, yeah.
But you, I forget who the caller was about an hour ago. He said, Nick's been around this now for a while. Like, can he, like, why can't he just walk into Lurie's office and Howie's office and go, even though they're different offices, I apologize, Howie, and go, you know what? This isn't going well. This is the schematic. This is the scheme I want to run next year. And I don't care if we lose KP or we want to get rid of him, one or the other. I'm going to run the show next year. And then everybody knows what's going on. And then we can see who, what, and where. Is it Jalen? Is it the offensive run game?
Not to interrupt you, Nick. Just hang on. Yeah, what gives you – I just sort of have always gotten the sense that Nick and KP are one in a lot of ways. And there's no way – now, from a play-calling, play-to-play situation, we can talk about Kevin Petullo. But most of the criticisms this year have been – scheme-oriented. And I just have a very hard time, two angles to this. I have a very hard time believing that they're not running the kind of offense that Nick wants to run. That's one. And two, I don't know what would give you the confidence that if Nick is like, I'm calling everything, that you're like, that's the solution. You know what I mean? In that he was not as successful as a play caller. Now it's 4 years later. You know, he has a different understanding of everything. I'm sure he's grown a lot, but I don't want, on one hand, I think they're running the offense that Nick wants to run. And on the other hand, I don't know what I don't know what gives you the confidence that if they were running exactly what Nick would want to run, that would be an improvement.
Well, this is my thing. This is what I don't understand. And I brought this up yesterday or 2 days ago. Like we don't see the offense, the 11 offensive players come out of the huddle in one formation, we'll call it a formation A, and run a handoff to the left, and then come out in that same formation five plays later and play action and hit a tight end on the right side. Like, I don't understand how, right? I mean, running four plays out of the same formation is much more difficult. Let's talk to the linebacker sitting next to you, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
it's much difficult because you now have to think, am I going to bite LaRon like the first time,
no,
or should I take a pause like I did, like I'm supposed to? And this evolution of this offense, whether it's Nick and all his play callers he had, but like at some point, if I followed you around 5 years ago when you were a PD,
yeah,
like I would have to pick something up, right? And if you left me in the office in the office for a weekend, I would have to figure it out, right?
Yeah.
At some point, I would have to pick, like, you either pick up this knowledge or you're terrible at it, and then I'm done with everybody. Even though we've gone to two Super Bowls and won one and all this and that, like, it's so frustrating watching this effing offense every week for 2 years now. And everybody goes, oh, the playoffs last year. KC had no offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
We had the best defensive line we've had in years and cover guys in years. And they demolished that team, okay, because it was a perfect storm. And the Washington game got out of hand because we scored a touchdown, they turned the ball over, we scored another touchdown, and then they turned the ball over again. That game got out of hand right mm-hmm. away. But besides those two games and a couple games here and there last year and this year, like, this offense has been putrid. And we won a lot, and I get all that. But I'm just tired of it. And I have a 90s thing.
Okay, yeah, give us your 90s thing.
Well, I would like to go Moogie Blaylock, my favorite band, but I'm not going to say that. That's not their real name.
That is Pearl Jam.
That's where they got the name.
Okay. Right.
But I'm either going to say Janet Jackson's left breast or John Bobbitt's bobblehead.
Bobbitt's bobblehead was actually in the 90s. Janet Jackson's was not.
Yeah, Janet Jackson
was 93. That was 93.
No, that was 03.
No, yeah, it wasn't 93.
When was that?
That was 03.
Yeah, I was.
It was a Super Bowl, the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, I was out of college by then. So we'll go with Bobbitt.
Yeah.
We'll go with Bobbitt. All right, Nick. I mean, the Lorena and John Bobbitt was a. Do you know what that is, Jack?
Is that a serial killer?
No.
Okay, it's John Wayne Gacy.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Different thing. So yeah. Lorena Bobbitt and John Bobbitt were married, and Lorena Bobbitt cut off John Bobbitt's.
That's the one.
Yes, and then it was put in ice. And then,
like Ted Williams' head,
and then he did an adult movie
Really?
He did, yes.
Prosthetic?
No, they, I mean.
Put it back
they
on?
They resewed it?
I think they attached it back.
That thing didn't work.
No shot.
Probably
no
not.
Yeah. I mean.
Probably a lot of special effects.
And if that's what
in
they were
going to
do, I would have just asked for.
Yeah, oh, there it comes.
Lengthen it.
Yep, there it goes.
Let me see if I can wrap this up real quick. Not
nice.
That,
yes.
But what Nick has said, something that he said. And here's what we got to think about with the Petullo thing.
Yes.
I think back to the middle of the season when the frustration with the offense was going on, and it seemed like from the inside of the building, it was being pushed that this isn't about coaching. See, when stuff like that happens, it says to me that the coaching is secured. In other words, I don't know if the front office believes coaching is the issue.
I agree that is likely. Yes.
So I don't know if the front office believes that, and they may believe that it's the execution, i.e. the quarterback playing the position, and because he's limited in things that he does well, they have to water down the offense. Where the problem the Eagles are stuck is that the team wins and plays well, and Jalen doesn't play bad enough that it's easy to move on from Jalen Hurts. And you just won the Super Bowl. So what you have to do is try to figure out a way to win with him. I vote they need to give up this passing stuff, meaning they think they can win that way, and you build your team with the offensive line, the running game, and your defense, and Jalen's going to make plays when the plays present itself. But the idea that this offense is going to be led by throwing the football week in and week out, it's just not going to happen. They tried that in Los Angeles, and it led to 5 turnovers.
Let's see if I can make this comparison. I think the Jalen thing at this point with the organization is different but the same as the Lamar Jackson thing.
Mm-hmm.
In that Lamar Jackson has failed in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
100% has failed in the playoffs. But the people that are like, well, you can't go with him because he failed in the playoffs, you're like, well, he's won 2 MVPs and he might have should won 3.
Right.
Like, okay, like,
what are you going to do?
Does he have some issues? Sure. But, like, what is your better plan?
Right.
You know, like, even the guys that the other guys that win a lot that haven't won a Super Bowl, like, you take the – because there's a very limited number of guys that you would say, okay, I'm sure he's better than Lamar. He gives me a better shot than Lamar Jackson. Mm-hmm. Does Josh Allen? Yes. Does Patrick Mahomes? Yes. Does Joe Burrow?
Yes.
Beyond that, like, Jared Goff has won a ton of regular season games. You have the same issue in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Sam Darnold's
maybe won Matthew Stafford.
Matthew Stafford. But he's 40.
Yep.
You know, like, I think that the reason the Ravens made that choice between Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson is Lamar Jackson perfect? He is not. Has he choked in the playoffs? He has. But the fact is, he gives you a chance to win a ton of games every year, and you just say, I gotta try this.
Yes.
And the Eagles are in a similar situation with Jalen. They're different players, of course. Is he limited? Sure. Do you wish he could do these other things you'd want to do to have this high-flying offense? Sure. But he's not. And you're winning football games this way, so you have to do whatever you can to try to win football games this way.
Yep.
Because you don't have a better option.
You don't have a better option, and again, I don't think they believe Kevin Petullo is the issue.
No, I don't think they think he is either.
So, you know, you almost just had to double down on what you're doing, and we got a while before we get to it, but the draft should be built around getting younger on the offensive line and possibly adding a younger running back.
Yep.
So that you can double down on what you are.
And that's why I was watching that YouTube guy of Notre Dame, and that's the running back I want. All right, 215.
We're not taking a running back.
We could take a running back.
We're not taking a running back.
We could take second round.
He wants to trade in the top 10 to get this guy.
Oh, yeah, the kid you want, yes.
Notre Dame guy. It's like I was doing early YouTube scouting. I'm telling you, that kid is amazing.
And why were you doing that?
Because this is what I do in the morning. I look at stuff.
Oh, man. Spike's working.
Yeah. I'm watching Pengals press conferences. I'm watching YouTube. 215-592-9494. Should Kevin Petullo be coaching for his job on Sunday? Coming up next, Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings debut in 2026 with the odds to win the 2026 Eagles Insider of the Year. We have the brand new odds. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The odds of you getting 40% off from Guided Door and Window on any window or any door through January are 100%. That's not odds, that's percentage, but you know what I'm saying. It definitely, Guided Door and Window, so they had the sale in December, and I told you the end of December, it was, people were so happy with it, they decided to extend it through January. So every window, so every energy efficient, triple pane window with free high performance low E glass, 40% off. Every door, no matter what door you want from Guida, whether it's an insulated entry door, whether it's sliding patio door, garage door, 40% off. They will also, because this is what was happening in December, let you start your project with no money down, interest-free financing for up to a year. This only goes through January, so get on your horse. Do people still say that? I don't know. Call Guida Door and Window, 877-GO-GUIDA. Get yourself a free, no-obligation in-home estimate, or go to goguida.com. That's go, G-U-I-D-A.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.